This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Walgreens will close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. Like its competitors, Walgreens has been wrestling with challenges like rising costs. Donald Trump's been promising that if he wins the White House in November, things will get better for consumers. But what do economists think?
Donald Trump has a message for voters exasperated by higher prices.
We are going to defeat inflation. We're going to knock the hell out of inflation.
Kamala Harris says she'll address the issue as well.
We will lower the cost on everything from healthcare to groceries.
Yet economists, including 16 Nobel Prize winners, warned that Trump's policy proposals would actually make inflation worse. They cite his plans to raise tariffs on $3 trillion in imports, deport over 8 million migrant workers, and rein in the Federal Reserve's independence. Meanwhile, economists aren't enthusiastic about Kamala Harris's plans, which are seen as ineffective against high grocery prices. Jennifer King, Washington.
Now to the fast-rising number of migrants who are dying in New Mexico near the U.S.-Mexico border.
The most recent data shows that during the first 8 months of 2024, the bodies of 108 presumed migrants were found near the border in New Mexico. In 2023, the remains of 113 presumed migrants were found. That compares to 9 bodies in 2020 and 10 bodies found in 2019. It's not clear why more migrants are being found dead in that area, but many experts say smugglers are treating migrants more harshly and are bringing them on paths that could be more dangerous in extreme heat. I'm Donna Water.
Some Democrats in Congress are appealing to big companies to keep their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Several major companies said recently they are going to end or curtail those programs. Parts of the upper Midwest may actually get some snow this week. Cooler temperatures in parts of the east, too. This is AP News. There's more trouble for Sean Diddy Combs. The AP's Ed Donahue.
New lawsuits have been filed by 6 people accusing Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault. The lawsuits accuse Combs of raping women, sexually assaulting men, and molesting a 16-year-old boy. They were filed anonymously in Manhattan federal court and are part of what their lawyers say is a group of more than 100 alleged victims who are in the process of taking legal action. Sean Combs was arrested last month on charges he coerced and abused women for years with help from a network of associates and employees, while silencing victims through blackmail and violence. One of the John Does filing suit claims he was 16 at a party in 1998, talking about possibly breaking into the music industry when Combs abruptly ordered him to drop his pants. Sean Combs has been held at a Brooklyn federal jail since his arrest. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.